Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. I bought a new cookbook. Why in the world would I buy a new cookbook? I have shelves of cookbooks and have given away other cookbooks, so I really don't need another cookbook. But those of you who are in the same frame of mind as me will understand. Others who don't care a fig about a cookbook and don't plan to use one, and you know, just no way do they plan to buy a cookbook. Well, you don't understand. But this one that I bought is called Sweet Basil Cooks, A Second Helping. And I thought it was particularly interesting because of all of the herbs and kind of extra special ways that the recipes give to kind of just add a little pizzazz to the kinds of things that you usually would make. So there's not much in here that's very ordinary. The very first recipe may be one of the more ordinary ones. It's called blueberry crepes with blueberry sauce. Nothing too different except that it's in crepes. But this was from a collection of recipes from 5 years of classes at the Sweet Basil Cooking School. So thus the name, Sweet Basil Cooks. And that is located in Scottsdale, Arizona. So there are a few ingredients in here that we would probably not find so handily in our local grocery stores, but nothing real off the wall. The other interesting thing in this book, I thought, was that it had a listing of cooking terms, and there were some in there that I didn't know. Now, I don't pretend to be a chef. I don't pretend to know everything there is. I have lots of experience and, you know, and of course some education related to that, but nothing in terms of being chef. But there were a couple in there. You know, I'm thinking that most people who do any kind of cooking know about basting and braising and brining. And if you saw butterfly in the recipe, you'd know you don't go out and catch one. I mean, there were a lot of terms that for people who don't have experience, they would go, what does that mean? But then there were a couple like, and maybe this isn't unusual for people, but one that I never use is coulis, and it's spelled C-O-U-L-I-S, coulis. It's simply a sauce made from the puree of vegetables or fruit, and it may be used hot or cold. So that was one that I had to kind of check up on, just was interesting to me. Another one, the spelling is N-A-P-P-E, nap. Well, it is to completely coat food or a spoon with a light, thin, even layer of sauce or jelly. Kind of a testing technique to see if the sauce is cooked enough, but certainly not a term that I have used. There were a couple of others. Okay, you hear people, I think now if you listen to anything about cooking, you hear them talk about risotto. And it is a pasta. It's basically, no, it's not a pasta. It's made with a short grain rice. And so that's a term that perhaps some people wouldn't use. And then there's aioli, spelled A